Today's Daf Yomi is from Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph. We're going to begin about 10 lines from the top with the words Mosif Rav Yosef. Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph. Remind ourselves from yesterday, we had a statement that Ula made in the name of Rabbi Elazar towards the bottom of Ayin Omer Beis, where Ula said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Shlomim Sheshechoton Me'erev Yontif. If you go Shech the Shlomim from Erev Pesach or Erev Sukkos, so then, in Yotzi Behem, Lomishum Simcha, Lomishum Chagiga. One doesn't fulfill his requirement to go and have Shalmei Simcha on the Yontif, nor does one fulfill his obligation to bring the Korban Chagiga. The normal requirement, every Yontif, all the Shlosh Regalim, to go and bring a Korban Chagiga. This applies also to Shavuos as well. I said before, Pesach and Sukkos, that's what we're mostly dealing with. Now, that's what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that you don't fulfill with a carbon that was shechted before Yontif started either the requirement to have Shalmei Simcha or the requirement to bring the Chagiga on Yontif. We're going to question that now. So we begin 12 lines from the top, Ayin Aleph Omud Aleph. Masa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on this statement that Ula made in the name of Rabbi Lazar. It says in this Braisa, Chagigas Arbosar, the Chagiga that's brought on Yudalit, Erev Pesach. Yotzi bo mishum simcha. This spice says, in fact, you are yotzi with the mitzvah of shalmei simcha when you eat this. The ain yotzi bo mishum chagiga. But of course, it's not going to fulfill your obligation for a chagiga. Now, this goes against what Rabbi Lazar said. Ula amar Rabbi Lazar. Ula amar Rabbi Lazar said that you're not yotzi mishum simcha. So the question is, how come if Ula amar Rabbi Lazar said you're not yotzi with simcha, how can this brisa say that you are yotzi with simcha? It's akasha. So the Gemara says, why is this so? According to Ula amar Rabbi Lazar, you need the zvicha, the shechting of the carbon, to be bishas simcha at the time that there is the requirement, i.e. on Yontif, to have Shalmei Simcha. And in this situation, Veleka, because it's shechted on your Dalit. So how can you tell me, Ula, Amar Rav Elazar, you're right, you have a brisa that goes against you? So Gemara says, Amar Ravidi Baravin. Ravidi Baravin answers, and he says, no, She'ikevu Shechata. We're not talking about that he brought this Chagigas Yudalit on Yudalit, but in fact, he delayed bringing it. And he only brings it on already Tesvav. He only brings it on Yontif itself. And the Chiddush is that even though it wasn't designated as a specific Chagiga, it's just a regular Korban Shlomim, when you shech the Yudalit on Tesvav, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha is any Korban that you're eating, and you get Simcha from eating the meat, so therefore that's Shalmei Simcha, albeit you're not fulfilling the obligation of the Korban Chagiga, even though this was designated originally as Chagiga Yudalit, when you bring it on Tesvav, you don't fulfill that obligation of the Korban Chagiga. Now why is that? We'll explain in a second. But the Gemara wants to support what Ravidi Baravin says by the following. I'll show you that what Ravidi Baravin said is in fact correct. Because look at this brisa that we just brought down. That we said, the Chagigas Abasa, Yotzi Bo Mishum Simcha, V'eni Yotzi Bo Mishum Chagiga. Who's the author of that? If you don't say the way we just said, like Ravidi Baravin said, that it's talking about that you didn't bring it on your Dalit, but you brought it on Tesvav. Di lo te mohachi. So then, this brisa doesn't make any sense. Homas nisin mank tanilo. We've already said in yesterday's share that this brisa is ben tema. Therefore, if this brisa is ben tema would say, ha ben tema, ha pastel lo belina. He would say that if you brought the Yudalit on your Dalit, then you must eat it like the Korban Pesach, on Tezvav at night, and you can't eat it on Tezvav during the day when the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha kicks in. So therefore, obviously, this can't be talking about the Chagigas Yudalit on Yudalit, because the author of this brisa is Ben Tema, who would say that it's Ovelina. So therefore, it must be talking about that you didn't shecht the Chagigas Yudalit on Yudalit, you in fact shechted it on Tezvav. And the Chiddush is, this has nothing to do with the din of the Chagigas Yudalit. It has to do with the regular Korban Shlomim. The Chagigas Yudalit is now a regular Korban Shlomim. And a regular Korban Shlomim, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, albeit it's not the Chagiga, because you're not allowed to go bring your real mitzvah Chagiga from something that you have from already designated as Kachim. The Chagigas Tezvav, the regular Korban Chagiga, has to be from Chulin. And this isn't Chulin. This was already designated as a Korban, as your Chagigas Yudalit, which you didn't bring as your Chagigas Yudalit, so it's no problem to bring it as a Shlomim later on, but it can't fulfill with that Korban the mitzvah of Chagiga Tezvav, which has to come from Chulin. So therefore, Rav Yosef's question is not a good question. It falls aside. Try again. Masif Rava. Rava also is going to try to shlug up Ula Amar Rav Elazar. Rava says in the following, this is a Mishnah in Sukkah, The Mishnah in Sukkot says, it goes through a whole list of dinim on Sukkot, how many days of Sukkot they're applicable for. Some are applicable for 8 days, some for 7 days, some for 6 days, some for even only 5 days. So it says, Hahalel v'hasimcha, the saying of Hallel, and also the mitzvah of having simcha, is applicable Shmona, all 8 days of Sukkot, the 7 days of Sukkot, and Shmini Yetzeres. Well, Shmini Yetzeres is a Chag Bifnei Atzma, it is a separate Yontif, but at the same time it's lumped in often with certain dinim for Sukkot. So therefore, the mitzvah of saying Hallel applies every single day of the 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Yetzeres, all 8 days. And the mitzvah of Simcha applies all 8 days as well. That's what the Mishnah in Sukkot tells us. Now, if you're going to tell me the Amris, Be'inon Zavicha B'shas Simcha, if you're going to tell me like Ula Amar Rav Elazar, then in fact, that the only way you can be a Mekayim, the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha, is if those korbanos are shechted during the Zman of Simcha, as the very top Rashi says, Beyond the Shu Zman Simcha, it has to be B'shas Simcha at the time that there is a mitzvah of Simcha, so you must shecht the carbon then. It can't be shechted beforehand. So then, ha-zimnin segiin delo mishkachas lo elu shiva. So then, sometimes it's going to be that you can't have all 8 days of Simcha. For example, kegon shechol yom tov harishon yos b'shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, so Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and shecht shlomim. You're only allowed to shecht obligatory korbanos. We've said that many times. And therefore, there is no shalmei simcha that would be allowed to be shechted on the first day of Yontif. So then how could you have simcha for all 8 days when Shabbos comes out on the first day of Sukkot? It in fact is going to be impossible to have shalmei simcha on that day. And therefore, how, if Ula Amar Rav Elazar is right, that you can't shecht it before, so then how are you going to fulfill this mitzvah of 8 days when Shabbos comes out first? If you don't hold like Ula Amar Rav Elazar, that you could shecht something on your dalit, a shlomim on your dalit, and eat that shlomim on Tesvav, which is Shabbos, that's not a problem. It was shechted beforehand. You're allowed to eat shechted meat beforehand. You can eat carbon meat from your dalit on Tesvav. So if you hold that Ula Amar Rav Elazar is wrong, that you could have Shalmei Simcha, even though it wasn't Bishas Simcha, wasn't shechted during the Yontif, no problem. But if you hold like Ula Amar Rav Elazar, how do you explain this Mishnah on Sukkah that Simcha is for 8 days? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yehuda, you know what the Teretz is? Rav Huna Brei Rav Yehuda tells us that Misamcho B'Seirei HaRegolim. You know what it's talking about? There are obligatory korbanos that are brought on the first day of Sukkos, the Seirim of the carbon musaf. And these are, in fact, able to be brought on Shabbos, first day of Sukkot, because they're time-dependent obligatory korbanos, and they're docha Shabbos. So, guess what? The meat from these se'irim is able to be eaten. And that's how you can have simcha, even if you hold, like Ula, Amar Belaza, that the zvicha has to be b'shas simcha. Here, the zvicha is b'shas simcha, even though it's the first day Shabbos of Sukkot, you are allowed to shecht these se'irim, and therefore they can be eaten, and that's how you get simcha for all 8 days. That's Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehuda's answer. Rava doesn't like this for two reasons. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar. I'll show you that this is wrong for two reasons. Number one, chada, disirei harigolim, chai necholim. You're not allowed to cook them. Now, you are allowed to shecht them. You're allowed to do the haktori. You're allowed to bring the se'irim of the golem when it's yontif, and on yontif, you'd be allowed to cook them as well. But if it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook them. You have to eat them. You'll eat them at night. You'll eat them on Orel Tes Zayin. So therefore, if Shabbos is the first day of Yontif, Tes Vav, you can bring this Erim, but you're not allowed to cook them. So what are you going to tell me? That the Kohanim ate it raw? Because it's Shabbos, you're going to tell me the Siri or Golem, Chai Necholim, Tzoli Ein Necholim, they're not allowed to roast it. They're not allowed to do anything with it. That's the Halacha. So then, if you're telling me that the Kohanim are eating the Siri raw, Simcha b'chai leka. Nobody enjoys eating raw meat. There's something called steak tartare, but that's somewhat roasted, somewhat cooked. Nobody eats raw meat. No human being eats raw meat. And even if you can tell me, okay, they'll eat it to be b'chayim this mitzvah simcha, you don't get simcha by eating raw meat. And number two, for Oud, even if you want to say, okay, yes, there are some people that will get hanoah from eating raw meat, and therefore there could be simcha for all eight. So who's allowed to eat the siri regolim? They have to be eaten by the pirchei kohuna. Therefore, va'od, only the Kohanim ochlim. What about the Yisrael? The Yisrael, b'mesmechem. How is a Yid, a regular Yid, going to get simcha? You're telling me this din of simcha b'shmona is only for the Kohanim eating raw meat when Yontif and Shabbos coincide on the first day? So Rava says, I don't like the Teretz of Rehuda, Brei Rav Yehuda. And therefore, El Omra Papa, you know, where Papa says, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Shmona Yomim of Simcha? He says, you're right. When Shabbos comes out on the first day of Yontif, there can't be any Simcha of Shalmei Simcha because of the principle that Ula Amar Ulaza says that you have to do the Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. And here you can't. So how you fulfill the mitzvah of Shmona Yomim to have Simcha? He says, Ola Omar Papa, the Samcho B'Chsus Nekia, V'Yayin Yoshan. You know what? You wear nice Yontif clothing. You wear a beautiful new garment. You drink old wine. That's how you get Simcha on the first day of Yontif when it falls out on Shabbos. There is the principle of Ula Rav Elazar that says you can't shecht and be yotzei shalmei simcha except on yontif. It has to be, the zvicha has to be b'shah simcha. So Ula Rav Elazar is correct. We haven't proven it wrong. However, that was Ula's interpretation of Rav Elazar. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that when Ravin came up from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so ki also Ravin, when Ravin went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as we find often, the Amarim mentioned this many times, the Amarim came all the time from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they transmitted the Torah back and forth. So Ula was the one that told us his opinion of what Rabbi Elazar said, and now Ravin has the opposite opinion. Kiyosu Ravin, he said, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Kiyosu Ravin, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, that the Shlomim Sheshechotam may Erev Yontiv, Yotzei b'mishum simcha, and yotzei b'mishum chagiga. He disagreed with Ula's understanding of Rabbi Elazar. He said, in fact, Rabbi Elazar does not hold that the zvicha has to be b'shah simcha. He says the zvicha can be even before yontif starts. And as long as you're eating karbanos on yontif, that's simcha. Even if they weren't shechted on yontif, as long as they're allowed to be eaten, a shlomim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and the night in between. So you shecht the shlomim on your dalet, you can eat it on tesvav at night, and tesvav during the day. And that's how you get the mitzvah of eating shalmei simcha even on the first day of yontif, even if it were to come out on Shabbos, because you shechted it on your dalet. Not a problem. That's what Ravin said in the name of Elazar. He agrees. You can't be yotzei, v'en yotzei mishum chagiga. You can't bring the chagiga and fulfill it with a carbon from, let's say, chagiga shedalet. But you can go and fulfill the mitzvah shalmei simcha with something like the chagiga shedalet or any shlomim that was shechted on your dalet. So therefore, the Gemara says, Yotzi Mishum Simcha, Ravin says in the name of Rabbi Elazar that in fact you can be Yotzi Mishum Simcha because he disagrees with Ula of Rabbi Elazar. He says that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, Lo bo'inan zvicha b'shah simcha. The shechting doesn't have to be during the yontif. The shechting can be even before yontif because it is. He'll disagree with the derivation, and we'll ask this in a moment. What about the derivation that we had? To show that Ula of Rabbi Elazar was correct. So he'll disagree with that derivation. But he agrees with Ula that v'lo mishum chagiga. Both Ula and Ravin say that Rabbi Elazar holds that you can't be yotzei the chagiga with that carbon that was designated to be, let's say, a chagiga shudalit, because heavy davar shebechovah, because the obligation to bring the carbon chagiga, the regular chagiga tesvav, that a person goes and brings on every yontif, so that chagiga for either sukkos, shavuos, or pesach, that's a davar shebechovah. It's a davar that you must bring from chulin because it's a davar shebechovah. The chol davar shebechovah ain't no bo elam in a chulin. And this chagiga shedalit, for example, was already designated as a carbon. It can't be used to fulfill your mitzvah of chagigas tesvav, of bringing the regular chagiga on yontif. That is the way Ravin understood Rabbi Elazar. Now we're going to question that. We had the whole drasha that we proved Ula Amar Rav Elazar from Moyisa Av Sameach. Now we're going to throw that back in Ravin's face and say, what are you going to do with that drasha? Meisvei, so we learned yesterday in the Braisa, Moyisa Av Sameach, a person has to be Ach Sameach. Ach, we said, is a miut. So what does it mean that you should be Sameach, but it's a miut? Ach Sameach. So we had said in the Braisa, L'rabos Lele Yontofa Achron L'simcha. It comes to include that Sameach is also applicable on the last day of Yontif, the night of the last day of Yontif, what we would call the night of Shmini Atzeres. There's a mitzvah of Simcha there as well. And therefore, that's what the words Vayisa'ach Sameach come to teach us. Now, you're including the last night of Yontif, the night of Shmini Atzeres. At Omer L'Rabos Lele Yontov Achron, but maybe Ach is a miut. O Enoel L'Rabos Lele Yontov Rishon. Maybe it comes to include the first night of Yontif. Before you have the first day, you have the first night of Yontif. And maybe that's when you have to have Simcha. So Talmud Lomar, Ach. The word Ach is a miut, as we said, Chilek. It comes to separate that it's the last night of Yontif, but not the first night of Yontif that has the mitzvah of Simcha. Now, The way Ula, Amr of Elazar, understood this was, my taima, la mishum de ein lo bameh yismach, isn't it because there is nothing to be sameach with? You're not allowed to go and shech the carbon at night. So that first night of Tesvav, according to Ula, Amr of Elazar, it makes perfectly good sense because the zvicha has to be b'shah simcha, and there is no way to shech the carbon at the night of Tesvav. You have to shech the carbon during the day, but if you shech it during the day, it's your dalet, and your dalet is not the shah simcha. So therefore, according to Ula, Amr of Elazar, this brisa makes very good sense. For Yisra'ach Sameach comes to exclude the eating of Shami Simcha on the night of Tesvav, and that's why the Pasuk of Yisach Sameach comes to tell me it's the last night that's included, but not the first night. But according to Rav and Amar Elazar, so then it includes, there is no obligation to have the Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, so how do you know that it comes to include the last night? Maybe it comes to include the first night. Maybe it comes to include Leil Tesvav, and not Leil Shmini Atzeres. So that's the Kasha on Rav and Amar Elazar. So how does he respond? The Gemara says, lo, he disagrees. That explication that we just gave is incorrect. Kidatanya, he learns it in the following way. Maro Yisa L'Rabos Leil Yom Tov Achra. Why are you telling me that Yisa Ach Sameach comes to include the last night, Leil Shmini Atzeres, and not Leil Tezvav? You're telling me that Ulotzi Leil Yom Tov Rishon and doesn't come to include Leil Tezvav. And you're saying the reason for that is because there is no possibility of having simcha on Leil Tesvav because zvicha has to be b'shah simcha. I disagree with that. In fact, marba ani leila yom tov achron, I include Leil Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because sheyesh simcha lefana, because it makes sense. If all the preceding days and nights had simcha, so it makes sense to continue doing that for Leil Shmini Atzeres. As opposed to motzi ani leila yom tov rishon, but I don't include the first night, Leil Tesvav, because she ain't simcha lefana, because there are no days of simcha before them. And if you have a pasuk that says, v'yisach sameach, to exclude one night, so it makes sense to include the last night, Leil Shmini Atzeres, when everything before it was simcha, and exclude Leil Tesvav, when there was no simcha before it. And therefore, it has nothing to do with zvicha b'shah simcha, and Rav and Amar Rabbi Elazar is also equally comfortable. So we don't come to a conclusion whether Ula Amar of Loz is right or Ravin Amar of Loz is right. They argue on whether the Zvicha has to be B'Shah Simcha, and that closes this discussion. Now the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Kahana, we have a new statement over here. Rav Kahana tells us, and we're going to spend the rest of the Shir, or most of the rest of the Shir, till the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, discussing Rav Kahana's statement. So it's important to understand it. Amar Rav Kahana, Minayin Le'emure Chagigas Chamisha Asar, Shenisolin Belina. How do we know that the emurim of the chagiga that you bring on the 15th, the regular carbon chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov, so the emurim have to be put up on the mizbeach either the day that the carbon is shechted or the night that follows afterwards? If you leave it till the following morning, then you're over lina, if solim belina, and it's too late to go and bring the haktoras emurim of the carbon chagiga. What's the source of this? It's a pasuk, shenemar. The pasuk tells us, v'lo yolin chelev chaki ad boki. You're not allowed to go and leave the chelev, the emurim, the sacrificial fats of the korban chagiga, chelev chagi, until the morning, it says beferish. Now, that would be fine if it meant the next morning. But how do we know it means the next morning? Maybe it means the korban chagiga is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and the night in between. So how do we know that the chelev must be sacrificed on the first morning afterwards? So for example, you shech the chagiga, the chagiga's tesvav, the regular carbon chagiga, on a Monday morning, okay? Now, you have all day Monday to eat it, and all day Monday to go and bring the sacrificial fats. You also have all of Monday night, what we would call Tuesday in halacha, Leil Tuesday in halacha, you can go bring the sacrificial fats then. But you're not allowed to go and delay that lo yolin chelech chagiga boker until Tuesday morning. If you don't do it Monday afternoon or Monday night, Leil Tuesday, so then it's too late. You're over lina if you don't put it up on the Mizbeach, this chelev of the Emurim, if you don't put it up by Tuesday morning dawn. So how do you know that that's true? So he tells us, Somech Lei Reishis, because the next pasuk, Lo Yolin Chelech Hagi Ad Boker Reishis Bikurei Ad Masuchah. So the next word in the next pasuk is reishis. So it comes to tell me, you combine the word boker with reishis to come and teach me that it must be brought on the first boker. In other words, you can't go and leave it till the second boker. So either you do the haktorah of the emurim on Monday, in my case, or Monday night, but you can't do it on Tuesday morning, which is boker sheni. You must do it by the end of the first day, which is including Monday afternoon, in my case, and Monday night. And we know this because of the juxtaposition of the word boker and reishis. So Rav Kahana says, Lameimra, the high boker, boker rishon. The combination, the smichas of this pasuk of yolim chelech hagi boker, and the next word of the next pasuk, reishis bikurad masucha, so that comes to tell me boker rishon. That's Rav Kahana's drasha. Now, maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef doesn't like this drasha of Rav Kahana. Rav Yosef says, you're implying that the only reason that we know that this is Boker Rishon is because the next word in the next pasuk is Reishis. If it wasn't for the fact that the next word in the next pasuk is Reishis, in my case, we'd even allow you to go bring it on Tuesday morning. Not a problem to do the Haktorah even Tuesday morning. So Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Yosef, Taima, the cause of Reishis. Rav Yosef says, the only reason that you're saying that it means that you have to do the Haktorah before Tuesday morning is because it says the word Reishis. Implication being, Holo, cause of Reishis, Hava Amina, my boker, boker sheni. If you didn't have the word reishis in the next pasuk, and you're saying that that's an essential drasha, Rav Kahana, so then Rav Yosef asks Rav Kahana, so then how come if it didn't say the word reishis, I'd be allowed, you're telling me I'd be allowed to go and even bring the sacrificial fats all day Tuesday? But that doesn't make any sense. Because that would mean I could bring it all day Tuesday, and then all day Tuesday night as well, Lel Wednesday. But how could that possibly be? The basar of this chagiga is allowed to be eaten on Monday night, and Tuesday all day, but not Tuesday night. So how could it possibly be that the basar would be over lina on Tuesday afternoon going into Tuesday night, Leil Wednesday, but the emurim, I'd still be allowed to bring all of Tuesday night, Leil Wednesday, the emurim, not safra. How could it possibly be that the emurim, which are kotche kodashim, a sacrificial fats are considered kotshei kadashim, even if the carbon is a carbon shlomim. Carbon shlomim is kotshei kalim. So the basar has the status of kotshei kalim. The sacrificial fats, the emurim, have the status of kotshei kadashim. So how could it possibly be that I actually have a longer period of time up until all Tuesday night to go and bring the sacrificial fats in the case that I suggested, whereas the basar, I was only allowed to eat up until Tuesday, till the shkia? That's Rav Yosef's question on Rav Kahana. Based upon what you're saying, if I didn't have the word reishis, I could actually bring the emurim all the way up until Wednesday morning. I could bring it throughout Tuesday night, but throughout Tuesday night, the basar is already not allowed. How could the basar, which is kotshei kalim, be a stricter din, a shorter time period, than the emurim, which are kotshei kadoshim? That is Rav Yosef's kasha. Amli Abaye, Abaye, however, tells us, Rebbe, Rav Yosef, I disagree. Rebbe, alom ulo, he says, I disagree with you. Why do you find it so strange to say that the kotshei kadoshim emurim would have a longer period of time? Their lina goes an extra time period, an extra ona, including all of Tuesday night without it being over lina, even though the basar is over lina already by Tuesday going into Wednesday by the shkia. And I'll show you that that occurs in other places as well. Why are you so disturbed by the fact that the emurim could have a longer time period than the basar? We have the same thing by the Korban Pesach. We had to learn later in the Masechta, Ari Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the basar, if soleh mechatzos, the emurim, not safra. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you must finish eating the Korban Pesach by chatzos of the night of Leil Tesvav. But the emurim are still allowed to be sacrificed even after the basar is already possible to eat. The basar has lina, and yet the sacrificial fats, which are kotshei kadashim, can still be brought all night long. So Abaye says, why are you so concerned that in the case of the chagiga, if you didn't have the word reishis, it must mean that the emurim could be brought, in my case, until Wednesday morning, which is a longer period of time. The entire period of Tuesday night is allowed for the emurim, but it's not allowed for the basar. That's not so strange. You have the same thing by the Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach, the basar is only till midnight, but the emurim, the kotshei kadashim, are all night long until the following morning. So therefore, it's not such a strange thing. We find precedent for this with the Korban Pesach. So therefore, Abaye says, Rav Yosef, your question is incorrect. It's not a pircha. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, in fact, that's not what Rav Yosef asked, because you're right. You schlugged up Rav Yosef the way you understood him. But he says, Rav Yosef, hochi ko kashle. This, in fact, is the kasha of Rav Yosef. Now, this is a very involved kasha. It's going to take us all the way till the end of the Amud Beis. So listen carefully. Amar Rava. Rava says, Rav Yosef, hochi ko kashle. This is really what Rav Yosef asked. Not what you're saying, but this is what Rav Yosef asked. Rav Yosef said, is it possible, mi iko midi, deilu tano lebasar lo boi reishis, Rav Kahana leimurim boi reishis? Is it possible that you could find a Tana that says for the Emurin we need the word Reishis, but for the Basar we don't need the word Reishis. That is what Rava is saying Rav Yosef's question was. But we don't understand this yet, so we have to understand what Rav Yosef is talking about, that the Tana holds that the Basar doesn't require the word Reishis, but the Emurim, according to Rav Kahana, do require the word Reishis. Maihi, what exactly is this Kasha that Rav Yosef is asking over here? So it's based upon the following Braisa, the Tanya. The Braisa quotes the following Pasuk. Lo yolin min ha-basar, you shouldn't leave over any of the Basar. Asher tizbach bo-erev, bayom ha-rishon la-boker. Don't leave over any of the Basar that you shechted erev Pesach. Don't leave it over until the morning. In other words, the Chagigas Yudalid, which you shechtig at the same time that you shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Yudalid in the afternoon, don't leave over any of that Karban Pesach until the Boker. We turn to the Amud Beis. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Now, this Bais is talking about the Chagigas Yudalid, and it's talking about the Basar that can't be left over until the following morning. Limit achagigas arbasar. This brisa is explaining the pasuk is talking about the chagigas arbasar shenechelis l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. Now it's allowed to be eaten. It's carbon chagiga. It's a chagigas yedalit. It's a carbon shlamim. All carbon shlamim, except according to Ben Tema says it has the rules of the carbon pesach. But the chachamim's opinion is that a carbon chagiga, even the chagigas yedalit, can be eaten on the night of Tesvav, Leil Tesvav, the night of the Seder, and as well, all of the next day. So when the Pasuk says, Lo yolim min ha-basar, asher tizbach b'erev, b'yom ha-rishon la-boker, it's not talking about the boker of Tesvav, it's in fact talking about the boker of Tezayin. Only then is it going to be over lina, because you're allowed to eat it all day Tesvav. And only by the Shkia does that basar on Tesvav become no longer edible, it's no longer able to be eaten, and now you have the problem of lina. So you can eat it, Yudalit, Leil Tesvav, and Tesvav. And you can't eat it on the second Boker. So here it doesn't say Reishis, and yet it's talking about you can't eat it on the second Boker. Now, that's the simple understanding of the Braisa, but maybe not. Oweinu Ela Yom V'Laila. Maybe, like Ben Tema says, maybe it's only allowed to be eaten on Yudalit, but you really eat it on Leil Tesvav. And therefore, you only eat it Leil Tesvav. And when it says Lo Yolin, you shouldn't leave it over, it means that you can only eat it Leil Tesvav, but you can't eat it on the morning of Tesvav. So the Gemara says that's not true. Because Kisha Omer, Bayom HaRishon, at the end of this pasuk, it says Bayom HaRishon, you can say the word LaBoker or not, but the critical drush is Bayom HaRishon, that comes to tell me, Hare Boker Sheni Omer. It means the second day. And you can see this in the Rashi on the second line, in Dira Masukshu Omer, by Yom HaRishon, again, in parentheses, La Boker, Michlal, the Necheles, Kol Yom HaRishon. It can be eaten all of the first day of Yontif, Kol Yom HaRishon, Shol Yontif. And therefore, when it says La Boker, the Karma La Boker, the Lo Tolin Ad Boker Sheni, you're not allowed to leave it over and eat it on Tes Zayin. So that's what the Drasha tells us. The Braisa is still not happy. The Braisa continues and says, maybe not. Oweinu Ela Boker Rishon. Maybe it really means that you can only eat it Boker Rishon. Why are you telling me that it means Boker Sheni? Maybe it means that it's over Lina already on Tesvav in the morning. So the Braisa seems to suggest, we don't know. What does it mean till the morning of Tesvav, or does it mean till the morning of Tezayin? So the Braisa concludes with the following enigmatic words. Umoani Makayim Chagiga Necheles Neyom Lelechot. But a chagiga is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and the one night in between. It means, in general, a chagiga, but not this chagiga, chutz mizu. This is the exception to the rule. However, kishu omer, bo, when it says, im neder o nedava, when you're bringing a neder and a nedava for a regular carbon shlamim, so then, limit a chagiga sarbasor, shnechel shteyom v'laylo echad. So to show us that this is not correct, so when it says the words o neder and a nedava, that comes to be marba, the chagiga sudalit, that it can allow to be eaten for 2 days and one night, just like all other carbonos chagiga. That's the braisa. Now, before we can go and fully understand how this is a kasha, Rava says this is a kasha on Rav Kahana, we have to understand the braisa a little bit better. Again, the purpose of this braisa is this is how Rava is going to explain Rav Yossi's kasha on Rav Kahana. But now, Amamara, let's quote back part of the braisa. We said in the middle of the braisa, Oweinu Ela Boker Rishon. Maybe it means not Boker Sheni, but it means only Boker Rishon. So the Gemara says, why in the middle of the brisa did you suddenly change your mind? You brought down and said, it says Boker Bayom Arisho, which means that it's Hari Boker Sheni Amor. So why do you change your mind and then say, Oh, Enoela Boker Rishon? I don't understand. So then why are you going and telling me then, or maybe not? So Gemara says, this I have to understand the Braisa. The Braisa is saying as follows. Maybe when it says, Boker Rishon, it's talking about two different Korbanos Chagigas, the Chagigas Yudalit and the Chagigas Tetzvav. And maybe, therefore, the Braisa is saying, Achas Chagigas Arbosor, V'achas Chagigas Hamishosor, V'zula Bokra, V'zula Bokra. Maybe it means that each one is going to become Pasul after one night. Maybe the Chagiga has a different din, and therefore the Chagiga is going to be Pasul only after one night, and not that you get the next day as well. And when it's respectively talking about two different Chagigas, it tells us that one is going to become Pasul on Tes Vav in the morning, and the other, which is a regular Korban Chagiga, Tesvav, will become possible on Tesayin in the morning. Maybe that's what it means. However, the Braisa then retracts, and it says, Hodur Omar, the end part of the Braisa says, no, that's not true. Elo, the Kaimelon Chagiga, Nechelesh Neyom Leila Echad, because we have a general rule that Chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and the one night in between. So then, Im Kain, Im Neder Onadover, B'mai. So then what do I need the Psukim, Im Neder Onadover, to teach me this din? We know that a regular Chagiga can be eaten for the 2 days and the one night in between. So we have a problem. If you're telling me Neder Onadover, if it's talking about the Chagigas Arbasar, I Chagigas Arbasar, you just said Hoksiv Ba Yom V'Layla. It can only be eaten until Tesvav. I Chagigas Amishasar, you just said Hoksiv Ba Yom V'Layla. It can only be eaten until Tesayin. So what's going on? So the Braisa concludes and says, Ela hai l'chagigas chamishasar. So therefore, in fact, the words Neder Nedover are coming to teach me the chagigas chamishasar. And that is allowed to be eaten for the 2 days and the one night in between. And the heich kule kra l'chagigas abasar. And the whole pasuk lo yolin min abasar shetizbach ba'er b'yom rishon la'boker. That whole pasuk, that's coming to teach me all about the chagigas yudalit. And to teach me, limit achagigas arbaasar shenecheles yom v'laylo echad. So that's coming to be the source that the chagigas yudalin is also able to be eaten for 2 days and the one night in between, like the Chacham's opinion, of course, not like Bentema. Now, that's the brisa. Now we can finally get to Rava's understanding of Rav Yosef's kasha against Rav Kahana. Again, as I said, it's a long, complicated brisa to get to the end. What do we see? That the word Boker, Taima, the word Boker, the end of the pasuk, Lo Yolin, Min Abasar Asher Tizbach Be'er, Bayom Rishon La Boker, it's because of the extra word, Bayom Rishon La Boker, that teaches us, that my Boker, which Boker, that teaches us it means Boker Sheni, because the extra word La Boker, that's why you need to tell me that it means Boker Sheni. But, if you didn't have that, Ha, if you just have the word stam boker, such as in the pasuk lo yolin chelav chagi ad boker, so it means boker rishon. It would normally mean boker rishon. I don't need the word reishis afterwards to tell me boker rishon. And that is Rav Yosef's kasha on Rav Kahana. The alpha god the law cause of reishis. You don't need the next pasuk reishis because ad masuchot to teach us this, because stam boker means boker rishon. So again, this was a long way to get to Rava's understanding of Rav Yosef's kasha is against Rav Kahana. He's questioning, why are you telling me you need the word reishis to tell me it means boker rishon? Stam, unless you have the word boker in the pasuk, like we have Bayom Rishon La Boker, it always means boker rishon. And therefore, Rav Yosef says, Rav Kahana, you are incorrect. That's my kasha on Rav Kahana. Again, this was a quite complicated piece. Let's go weiter and let's start the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah deals again with the Korban Pesach that is brought on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos B'Shabbos, again, like this year, Baruch Hashem, Mietz Hashem, these are all going to be halacha l'maisa, practical halachas that we have to know for this year when we bring the Korban Pesach, then Herib Yameinu in Yerushalayim HaBnuya. So the Mishnah starts off and says, HaPesach Sheshichoto Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos. If you go and shech the Korban Pesach, Shelo Lishmo. Now, you're not allowed to go shech the Korban Pesach, Shelo Lishmo. That invalidates the Korban. Now, if you do this on Shabbos, so now, instead of doing the mitzvah, shechted the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos B'Shabbos, you've now done a sin. You've transgressed because you shechted Shelo Lishmo, therefore it's not a good Korban Pesach. And if you shechted on Shabbos, Chayav Lo Chatos. The person did this inadvertently, he made a mistake, so then he has to bring a Korban Chatos because he was Mechal Shabbos. is Rashi says Shechilo Shabbos b'shogeg. Now, Ushar Kol Hazvachim Sheshechotin L'shem Pesach. The Mishnah continues and says, if you go shecht any other carbon which was not supposed to be for a carbon Pesach, but you shechted it L'shem carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos b'Shabbos. So in this situation, so im einon reuyin chayev. If it's a type of a carbon that couldn't have been a carbon Pesach, in other words, it wasn't a male sheep or goat that was in the first year of its life, so then it would not be a kosher or carbon Pesach, and therefore, in this situation, you would also be chayev achatos because you shechted something that couldn't be the carbon Pesach, and you shechted it on Shabbos, so therefore you're chayev achatos. However, but if it was a less than 1 year old sheep or goat that could have been roy for a carbon Pesach, so then in this situation, Rabbi Lezer is still mechayev achatos. However, Rabbi Yeshua is poter. In this situation, Rabbi Yeshua says that since you were trying to do the mitzvah, you're going to be poter from being achatos. Rabbi Yeshua says in Rashi, the ksavar tov b'dvar mitzvah. You're trying to do the mitzvah bringing carbon Pesach, but also mitzvah called do, and you did a little bit of a mitzvah because it's a kosher carbon poter mechayev achatos. You don't have to go bring achatos. Again, he did an error. He made a mistake. Tov. He erred. However, he was trying to do a dvar mitzvah. So, tov b'dvar mitzvah. If you make a mistake while doing a mitzvah, so Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that in this situation, you're not going to be chayv achatos. Because he, in fact, did a little bit of a mitzvah. Also, mitzvah, shehikriv karbon, because he did bring a sacrifice. Even though it wasn't a proper sacrifice, it still is kosher, and therefore, a little bit of a mitzvah he did. So, he's tov b'dvar mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua says he would not be chayv achatos. On the other hand, Rabbi Lezer says chayev achatos, afal pishu tov dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that even though you were tov dvar mitzvah, the bottom line is you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore you're chayev achatos. Now we're going to have a back and forth between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, ma ima pesach shu mutu lishmo. The carbon pesach, if you go shechted, l'shem carbon pesach is allowed to be shechted on erev pesach shol yos b'shabbos, but kishashino eshemo, but if you make it not l'shem carbon Pesach, we all agree you're chayev a carbon chatos because it no longer is a carbon Pesach, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. You're chayev a chatos. So zvachim shein asurim l'shmon. So you're not allowed to go shecht any of these other korbanos on Shabbos. They're not time dependent korbanos. They're not mechuyev to bring them on Shabbos. So if you go shecht any other korban, it's also to do it on Shabbos when you're doing it l'shmon. So certainly kishashino eshimon. If you go and change it from its regular being a carbon shlamim to making it a carbon Pesach, kishashina shman, and odin shechayev. He says, of course you still should be chayev. Even if you did it lishman yechayev, so certainly Rabbi Lezer argues, if you do it shalom lishman, you should still be chayev. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, lo, I disagree with you. Im amris, but Pesach shashino bidover aser. When you go and make the carbon Pesach, not lishma, you make it for something else, then I agree you're chayev. But Tomar b'svokar sheshinon b'dover muter. But if you go take a carbon and you shecht it for a carbon Pesach and it was roy, it could have been a carbon Pesach. It was a 1 year old male animal in the first year of life, either a goat or a sheep. It could have been the carbon Pesach. So are you going to tell me Tomar b'svokar sheshinon b'dover muter that you should still be chayiv in that situation? No, I disagree with you. You shechted the same carbon Pesach, so therefore you're not chayiv achatos. He was tor b'dvar mitzvah, and therefore you're not chayiv achatos. Rabbi Lezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, I'll prove to you that I'm right. A murei tzibur yochichu. Now, a murei tzibur are used over here in an atypical fashion. Normally, the emurim mean the sacrificial fats. But here, Rashi points out, the word emurim comes from korbanos ho'amurin b'tzibur b'shabbos. It means not the emurim, the sacrificial fats, but about these korbanos was said that you bring them on Shabbos. For example, kigon tamidin u'musafin, the obligatory tamidin and musafin that are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, they will prove to you that I'm right. Emuri tzibur yochicho, the tamidin and the musafin that you're allowed to shecht on Shabbos, I'll show to you that I'm right. Shem utarim lishmon, if you shecht them lishmon, you're okay. They're docha Shabbos. However, vashochi lishmon chayiv. But if somebody were to shecht other kabanos, l'shem the carbon tamid, l'shem carbon musaf, those other kabanos were not the carbon tamid and not the carbon musaf, the person would be chayiv. Hashochi l'shmon chayiv. If somebody shecht some other carbon, l'shem tamid or l'shem musaf, they would be chayiv. That's exactly the case over here. You're shechting another carbon, l'shem carbon pesach, you should be chayiv even if it's roi. So I'm already sure. Yeshua says, no, again, lo, you're wrong. Im amris be'emurei tzibur sheish lam kitzva. If you're telling me about these things that the tzibur is told, Amrinon, that they're supposed to bring carbon tamid, so there's one carbon tamid in the morning, there's one carbon tamid in the afternoon. The carbon musaf is a specific v'yom ha-shabash ne'echvasim v'neishon not to be mim. The two carbonos that you bring for the carbon musaf on Shabbos. So that is a kitzvah. There's a limit to how many you're supposed to shecht. You're going to say the same thing. Talmud Pesach, shein lo kitzvah. Carbon Pesach, we brought down. You could have hundreds of thousands of Karbanos Pesach. We had 1.2 million Karbanos Pesach that were brought. So Talmud Pesach, shein lo kitzvah, you can't say the same thing applies. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yeshua responds for Rabbi Eliezer. Tomorrow we'll discuss this more. Now we have a third opinion, Rav Meir. Rav Meir Omer, af ha-shochet l'shem emure tzibur potter. Rav Meir comes along and says that any time you shecht, all year long, if you shecht the carbon and you're doing it l'shem the carbon tamid, or l'shem the carbon musaf on Shabbos, even though it wasn't for that purpose, you changed it, l'shem emurei tzibur, you're going to be potter. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says something that we learned previously. Shechato shelo li'ochlav. If you go shecht the carbon Pesach for people that weren't able to go and eat it, for example, the chola or zokin, they can't have a kezayis, and it's only for those people, so it's no good. If you shecht it only for people that weren't included in the registering for that carbon Pesach, we said michsas nefashos tochosu alaseh, you have to go and register for the carbon Pesach. If you shecht the carbon Pesach for only people that weren't registered, or you shecht it for all areilim, or l'tmeim, for all tmeim, in all of these situations, yechayiv. This carbon Pesach is not a good carbon Pesach, and therefore, if you shechted it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv for shechting on Shabbos. However, if you shecht it for a combination of la'ochlo v'shelo le'ochlo, for both people that could eat it and also people that couldn't eat it, le'menuyah v'shelo le'menuyah, for people that were included in the Karban Pesach and other people not included in Karban Pesach, for both le'mulim v'lo'elim, for people that had a bris milah and for those as well that didn't have a bris milah, le'tzmei v'le'tahar, for some people that are tamei, but also for people that are tahar, in this situation, you don't bring a Karban Chatos. Potter, you don't bring a Karban Chatos. It's a funny lashon over here, say you don't bring a Karban Chatos. It's a perfectly good carbon, and therefore, that's why you don't bring a carbon chatos, because it's a kashur carbon Pesach. Finally, the mission concludes and says, shchoto v'nimso bal mum. If you go shecht this carbon and you find out that it is a bal mum. Now, a bal mum is no good. You can't use a bal mum as a carbon, so then you chayiv because you didn't shecht anything. However, shchoto v'nimso treifa, besesa, if you find that there's a treifa inside of it, there's no way to know that the lungs had a sircha, there's no way to know that inside the intestines were pierced, in that situation, since you shechted in good faith, potter, you're in fact not going to be chayiv a karban chatos in this situation. Finally, the mission concludes and says, shechato v'noda shemashu abalim esyadim. If you shechted it and you only find out subsequently that there were no people that were part of this karban Pesach, Oshimesu, or that the people that were part of it died, Oshinitmu, or they all became Tamei, since when you shechted it, it was perfectly good in your mind, therefore, Potter as well, you wouldn't be Chayiv Chatos, because when you shechted it, it was perfectly acceptable. With this, we conclude the Mishnah, and it's a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.